It's Friday, the first day of fall, September 22nd, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Rockland Academy Charter School near Sacramento, California, is not conceding anything to parents who want the school to ease off on the transgender agenda. The charter school welcomed a transgendered 5-year-old this year and made news when another 6-year-old child was reprimanded for, quote, misgendering, unquote, the transgendered child on the playground. After a 5-hour meeting with some 500 people present earlier this week, the charter school board voted unanimously not to allow children to opt out of transgender education. According to LifeSite News, 23 students have withdrawn from the school, but the administration is quick to point out that they have 1,300 kids on the waiting list. Proverbs 28, verse 9 reminds us that he who turns away his ear from listening to the law, even his prayer is an abomination. He who leads the upright astray in an evil way will himself fall into his own pit. Carlos Mercado, a spokesman for the Puerto Rico governor, called it, quote, total devastation, unquote. Hurricane Maria has come and gone, leaving Puerto Rico in the dark. For what could be months, the electrical grid is completely dead for 3.4 million people. Some areas have received 30 inches of rain. Now the storm is pounding the Dominican Republic. Reparation costs could run as high as $30 billion, a tough scenario for a country $74 billion in debt. Puerto Rico has not made a payment on its debts this year and is on the brink of bankruptcy. The Congressional Budget Office is forecasting a substantial increase in deficit spending this year, 18.3% over last year. President Trump has signed another order to bring more sanctions against North Korea. The Treasury Department will be commissioned to target firms and financial institutions that do business with the hermit nation.
Our new order will give the Treasury Department the discretion to sanction any foreign bank that knowingly conducts or facilitates significant transactions tied to trade with North Korea.
Following up on Trump's comments on North Korea at the United Nations, Kim Jong-un issued a statement in which he announced he is more than ever committed to follow his chosen path to the end, including, quote, the highest level countermeasure, unquote. Reuters reports that China's central bank has instructed Chinese banks to cease business with Pyongyang, the capital of North Korea. A U.S. district judge in Minneapolis has ruled that a Christian media group must produce wedding videos for homosexuals as required by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Alliance Defending Freedom is planning an appeal to the Eighth Circuit Court on behalf of Carl and Angel Larson of the Telescope Media Group. A group of homosexuals at Biola University is protesting the professors who have signed the Nashville Statement, which asserts that homosexual behavior is a sin. The group points out that the Associate Dean of Students at Biola, Matthew Hooper, created a campus group called Sustainer, which helps homosexual students to, quote, live authentically and lovingly with same-sex attractions, orientations, and identities, unquote. 1 John 1:6 says, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. That family farm in Michigan, which was banned from the farmer's market, is back in. A federal judge issued a preliminary injunction allowing Steve and Bridget Tennis of Country Mill Farms to return to the East Lansing, Michigan farmer's market last weekend. The city had banned them from participating because the family was known for holding to a biblical position on the sin of homosexuality. A lawsuit is in the works. For the fifth year running, Muhammad was the most popular baby name in England last year. Republicans will try one more repeal of Obamacare next week. The bill will remove the mandates and defund Planned Parenthood for 1 year. Support for the bill among Republicans remains coolish. The man who saved the world, Stanislav Petrov, has died at 77 years of age. A computer operator for the Soviet nuclear arsenal in 1983, he received the command to launch 5 times. Petrov made the judgment call that it was only a computer glitch and refrained from pushing the buttons that would have initiated nuclear war. He made the right decision for all of us. Thank God. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.